following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Hope you're all doing well. Wow, what a beautiful day it was out yesterday, and we got another great one today. Few more days ahead of us. Spring and summer is here. I'm so excited about the fact that we can finally get outside. I'm wearing shorts this morning. I wore shorts yesterday. And, you know, the only thing that comes with the warmer weather is sometimes mosquitoes. So they're starting to appear as well, but not to worry. Man, it is so beautiful outside. Get outside. Enjoy all that the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area has to offer. Get out to Salem. Go up to Gloucester. Head up to the mountains. Just start traveling around and just get out and about. You know, we are approaching more and more freedom with every day that comes. Go out and breathe a little. Take off that mask and enjoy the fresh air. Spend some money. Support our local businesses. They'd appreciate it. And hey, if you're still at home looking for a job, there's plenty of them out there, folks. If you're part of the 8.1 million people out there that say they're still unemployed, but are just collecting an unemployment check because you don't want to go back to work, there's plenty of jobs out there for you, and people are desperate to have you come in. My daughter, who works down at Scales and Shells in Newport, Rhode Island, she's been working down there for the past year, knows that she's heading into busy season. Last night she told me, she says, "Dad, I got to work at 4 o'clock, left at 10 o'clock, walked away with $600 in my pocket as a waitress." Folks, it is getting busy out there. People are spending money. She's making money, which I'm thrilled that she's doing all of that. But get out there and support our local restaurants. Get out and find a job. There's plenty out there. Just challenge yourself. You know, we can't just continue to sit at home and just collect the government paycheck anymore. Some people say, well, why not, Mark? It's free. I mean, I paid into the system and I did all. Just get out and get a job. Come on. Just be part of the economy. Get out there. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll make a new group of friends. You'll make new colleagues. You'll enhance your skill set. Do that. Get out there and do some stuff. But today being Sunday, hey, you can enjoy the yard. If your pool's open, get it open. My pool is open. I have not yet dipped my toe in yet because it's still saying about 68 degrees. We did put the heater on, so it is starting to warm up, but it is nice to watch the water rippling along in the backyard. We started to decorate up the backyard. We actually had a bridal shower in my backyard yesterday. We had about 20 people over, a bunch of friends, and it was nice. But if I sound a little tired, that's because they didn't leave till 1 o'clock in the morning. And here I am live in studio. And so what we do each and every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. is provide you with some financial advice in a language you can understand. And that's what we're about to do today. I want to talk about a variety of things. It's going to be kind of a potpourri Sunday, which is going to address so many of the questions that I've been getting this past week. Thank you to our listeners, of course, that send me in questions that are always asking me stuff. I've got asked, berated with questions at this bridal shower yesterday. And we've had a very interesting week in the office, too. So I want to bring real-life scenarios, real-life questions that I get asked about money. Because people hear this show and they say, you know what? You're talking to me, Mark. You're talking about some topic that really impacts my life or my kid's life or my parents' life or something that I do. And so, hey, with college graduations and underway and high school graduations coming, I would encourage you to start thinking about what are you going to do for college gifts. And watch this. So this is the kind of power that I have. I coughed, and Biff, my producer, comes walking in with a, looks like a thimble of water. So, wow. I mean, thanks. I guess there's a water ban here in Beverly. I got a thimble of water for my throat. Anyhow, for these kids that are going, that are graduating college, I wanted to talk to you about a few things. People are asking, what do you give for gifts? What do you do for this kind of stuff? And I want to give a shout out to the town of North Andover. And something that a friend of ours, Jen Rivers, did in North Andover, started it last year because the kids really got screwed last year because there's no graduation, no prom, no nothing because of COVID. And we're starting to create some opportunities for our seniors this year. But I actually think the senior class this year had it worse than the senior class last year. Because remember, the senior class at the high school last year had life as normal up until March. It's just the last 3 months, which was just total chaos. But this year, our seniors, the people that became seniors this year, didn't start school in September. I mean, they had this weird hybrid thing. All sports got canceled, all theater productions, anything that involved gatherings of any sort. If you were in the chorus, if you were in the chess club, if you were in whatever it was, you just could not meet in person. And it wasn't until maybe 2 weeks ago that the high school in North Andover has come back to life. But one of the things that our friend Jen Rivers did a year ago was she decided to do this thing called Save Our Seniors, and not Save Our Seniors, it was Save Our Seniors is another program. What she did was Adopt a Senior program. That's what it was called. And so she went out to all of the just parents in the community, people in the community, and say, you know, these kids have really struggled this year. Let's give them some recognition. So we would like you to adopt a senior. And so she matched up families with a senior at the high school, and starting this week, but it was a year ago this time also, for 3 weeks, you need to connect with this senior and make a visit to their home or do something that surprises them, whether it's with balloons, some baked cookies, a card, some kind of a gift, some kind of an appreciation, and you're just making new friends. Now, you can do it. You could have done it socially distant last year. This year, I think we can get a little bit closer, and it's become an enormously successful program. And so that's one of the things that we're doing to recognize our seniors in North Andover. I hope more and more friends, more and more cities and towns start to do that as well. But what do you do for gifts? What do you do? What do you give to at a high school graduation party? People are always asking that. What do you do? If they're going to school, if you know what college they're going to, you can always buy apparel. I mean, the school bookstores are certainly very much available. You can't buy them a six-pack of beer. That would be a bad thing, bad idea to bring to a graduation party. But gift cards always work well. I mean, that's what the kids really want. I mean, the kids don't want more stuff to lug to school, but if you can get them Amazon gift cards, if you can get them a gift card to their favorite retail shop or whatever else it might be, those become great gifts. But parents and grandparents are wanting to oftentimes give gifts to their children and to their grandchildren. And oftentimes I see people giving cash and checks, and that's always nice. But one of the things that we've learned is I think it's important to try to teach our kids a little bit about what it means to invest. And many of us have been very fortunate over the past couple of years, and we have seen our portfolio values grow rather rapidly. And many of us are reluctant to sell some of the growth that we've seen in our accounts simply because we say, oh, I don't want to pay the tax on it. Well, you know, taxes, I remember a client coming into our office years and years ago, and this was when my dad was working in the business, and they said, you know, Mark, you know, when I was working with your father, we never had to pay taxes when we got our tax return. And this year we owe taxes. What happened? And I said, well, you know, if you'd like to not make money, we can arrange so that you don't pay taxes. They just happened to have a good year. The market happened to be real good. It had nothing to do with my dad, who was in the business at the time. It just happened to be the market that year was really good. And there was some trading that went on in the account, and they had gains, and they had to pay tax on it. But here's one of the things that you can do. Perhaps let's say you own GE stock. And yeah, GE's actually done pretty well this year. Or you own Coca-Cola, or you own an individual stock. Let's say you invested $10, you invested in it at $10 a share, and now it's selling for, say, $50 a share. And you're like, oh my goodness, I've seen such a big gain in this stock. And you think, I don't want to sell this stock because I don't want to pay the capital gains. Maybe you're in a high tax bracket. But what if you could transfer some shares to your grandchild or to your child in a brokerage account. Let's say you could give them, let's say you had $1,000 of stock for which you paid maybe $200 for, but today it's worth $1,000. Now, you know that that's an $800 capital gain. A capital gain, you'd have to pay tax on that. And you might say, I don't want to do that. Or, I'm sorry, $8,000 capital gain. But if you transfer it to your grandchild or to your child, now they get it at the same gain. Yes, they do. They pick up your gain, but their tax bracket is far lower. And in fact, in many cases, it could be zero. So they could sell that stock, not pay any tax on the stock, and they get the cash. Or they could continue to hold it. And maybe they could learn a little bit about investing. And maybe it might be a great opportunity for you to have this connection with your grandchild to talk about, this is what long-term investing is all about. If you invest in something that's of high quality and you leave it alone for a while, this is how you could be rewarded. Now, please, please, please don't think that I'm recommending the purchase of individual stocks. I'm not. I'd much prefer you to own mutual funds or index funds or exchange-traded funds. But if you happen to own some stocks, maybe you got them through work. Maybe you were lucky enough to have them passed on to you. But if you could pass these on to your grandchildren as a means of giving them a gift and letting them sell it, it's interesting because we got an email this past week from somebody who said, I'm thinking about gifting, my father is thinking of gifting shares of stock to my grandchildren. And so I thought, well, if he gifts the shares of stock to the grandkids, he said, well, if the kids wait a year after receiving it, then they won't have to pay long, they'll pay long-term capital gains tax rates rather than short-term. And I had to remind him that that's not the case. The date, what happens is if you own a stock for more than 1 year, the capital gains tax rate is a little bit different. You pay long-term capital gains tax rates, which are, call it 20% at the highest level, a plus state, or the short-term capital gains tax rate if it's under a year, which is your tax rate, your income tax rate. However, if you pass shares from one person to another, the new person that receives the shares doesn't have to wait a year. They're picking up what's called the cost basis on what grandma or grandpa or you or whomever it was had from those many years ago. So the clock doesn't restart. You could sell it almost the next day and not have to pay tax. It's a great strategy. It's a great strategy for saving yourself some money in taxes, making an impact for your kid. Because remember, if you were going to give $1,000 or $10,000, whatever it is, to a child as a graduation gift, and you might say, here's $1,000 or here's $10,000, here's $5,000, here's $100, whatever the number is. Remember, the check that you're writing to them, you already paid tax on that money, right? I mean, when you get your paycheck, we withhold taxes already from your pay, and then you have this check for which you had already paid tax on. But if you would, when you hand them this money, there's no tax savings at all. But if you had a growth in your stock and you could pass that on to your child, knowing if you sold that, you'd have to pay tax on it. But if you pass it on to the child or the grandchild, chances are their tax basis is probably next to nothing. Though, of course, you have to check their individual situation, but maybe you talk to the parents, and it's a great strategy and something that we're seeing happening more and more and more, whether it's for graduation, whether it's gifting some money. Maybe you want to help your grandchild purchase a house or purchase a car. Rather than writing them a check, transfer them some shares of stock. Let them sell the stock at a lower tax basis. It's a really smart strategy, and that's something that we call financial advice in a language you can understand. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we're back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of this market timing stuff that I hear out there. Someone asked me, Mark, is inflation a concern? Someone also asked me, how do I make my financial life less stressful? We're going to talk about this and so much more. But I want to remind you, we put out a free weekly newsletter every Friday. It lands in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. It's called Planning Pointers. If you'd like our financial advice in a language you can understand in three little, very, very short financial tips, go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and we'll get you our newsletter. Until then, we will be back. We're just going to take a quick break. More financial advice in a language you can understand when we return. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Prepare for retirement. We know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. Hope you're all doing well. I am live in studio today. What a beautiful day it was yesterday. We got another great day ahead of us today, and it looks like the next few days are going to be pretty good as well. Like I said, my name is Mark Friedman. We've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all around the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area since my father started the firm in 1968. I ended up taking over the firm in 2007 when Dad retired. You've heard my business partner, Marion Gilman, here on the radio with me, and we have our third certified financial planner, Christian Karcher, who's been joining us as well on periodic occasions. Christian is getting ready for his wedding in the next couple of weeks out in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He had to delay it last year because of COVID, but I know he is very excited about finally tying the knot and having his wedding out in Milwaukee. So we're wishing him all the best. That's in a few weeks. And we are here live in studio talking about financial advice in a language you can understand. You know, many people have been asking me about this idea of inflation. Mark, are you concerned about inflation? Well, inflation is going to happen. We've had basically prices haven't moved in years. I mean, inflation's averaged 1%, 1.5%, yet your Social Security check has continued to go up. And a few other items have gone up as well. But inflation really hasn't been an issue. But here's one of the things that's creating inflation that maybe you haven't thought about. Have you driven around town lately and driven by Dunkin' Donuts or Walmart or Target? And there's signs up that it says, help wanted. Look, there's 8.1 million people who say they can't find a job. And I'm saying that with quotation marks because many people are still collecting their free government check because they don't want to go back to work. But places like Dunkin' Donuts and Target and other places are desperate, desperate for employees. Regular businesses, whether you're an engineering firm, whether you're an architectural firm, whether you're a manufacturing firm, whether you're a financial firm, struggling to find people to come to work. And so we're having to offer up bonuses, I mean, signing bonuses or big incentives to our employees if we can bring someone to work. Well, all of that leads to inflation, folks. Think about this. Our minimum wage here in Massachusetts is, I believe it's $13.75 or maybe $13.50, something like that. $13.50, then it's going to $14.25, then it goes to $15 in 2 years. But it's $13.50 right now, but most shops are saying we'll pay you $15 or $16 to start, plus tips at Dunkin' Donuts or other places. Well, when you have to raise your wages to attract people to come to work, as a business owner, you know what you also have to do? You have to raise your prices in your shop to accommodate the increase in pay you have to pay for your employees. That leads to inflation. It's not because we have a pipeline that went down and now gas is a little bit more expensive. That pipeline's going to come back. And it's not because there was a boat that was stuck in the Suez Canal that can't deliver bath bombs to the Lush store at the mall. It's because people aren't coming back to work. And so businesses have to create incentives to get people to go back to work. They have to pay them more money to incentivize them to say, come to work rather than taking a free check from the government. And yes, if you can tell, I'm very frustrated that too many people are taking free checks from the government. But if you go back to work and they have to create these incentives for you to go there, that raises everything. That raises cost of living. It raises what it costs to buy a blouse or a tie or a tire or whatever it might be. Prices go up. That's called inflation. But here's the kicker to the whole thing. We have the money to spend. And when I say we, not everybody, but many people have the money to spend. Do you know why? Because over the past year and a half, the savings rate in America has gone from 5% of our income to 30%. And that's because many people who are collecting these free government checks and the stimulus checks and all the other stuff, they said, we'll keep the money, I'll stick it in the bank. But if the government says, I don't have to pay my mortgage right now, I'm not going to pay it. If I can get some leniency on paying back my student loan, I'm not going to pay it. If I don't have to pay my rent right now, I'm not going to pay it. So instead, we just accumulate all this money and all this cash. And so suddenly, once we can become free and the mask disappears or the mask is less stringent on having to go out and about, we want to start spending money. And when we start spending money and everybody wants to spend money, you know what the businesses are going to do? What do you think? They're going to lower their prices? You think they're going to have sales now? You think the airlines are going to say to you this year, oh, because you want to travel this year, let's lower the prices to entice you to travel? No, 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 no. They are going to raise their prices, raise them significantly. Freight costs will go up. Every cost of everything is going to go up because they can. Because you know what? Businesses made some significant sacrifices over the past 18 months. They had to really, really look very carefully at how they were managing not just the products that they were selling, but managing the whole overall operations of their business. And now, like anything else, something that's called supply and demand. When there is greater demand for a product, the price goes up. When there is less demand for a product, the price goes down. You all saw how cheap it was to fly to Florida last year. You could go for $40. Sometimes $20 to fly on an airplane because the planes still had to fly. But if you think you're going to continue to see that moving forward, forget it. And in fact, I would encourage you right now, if you're thinking a year out that you want to travel, I would start looking at the airlines. I would start looking at the hotels. Start booking your reservations right now. You can always cancel them because it looks like these cancellation deals, they're going to allow that to happen for a while. Book your stuff and cancel later, folks, because you are going to be priced out of traveling for a while. You think everybody, think about all the people that didn't go to the Caribbean this year. Everybody's going to want to go to the Caribbean come November, come Christmas, come January. If you can't book your stuff now, you will be so priced out because they're going to make it so ridiculously expensive when demand comes. That's what happens, folks. It's called supply and demand. It's basic economics. When there's huge demand for a product, the price goes up. When there's no demand for a product, the price has to go down. I've been reading this book, Rethinking Something, it's called. Adam Grant wrote it. And he talks about the fact that the BlackBerry, remember the BlackBerry? Everybody wanted to have one. Everybody wanted that one. It was expensive when it first came out. It had an actual keyboard on that phone. And it was an expensive item. You could probably buy a BlackBerry for about 15 cents right now. I mean, there no one wants a BlackBerry. Everybody wants an iPhone. But even look at this. The iPhone. When's the last time you upgraded your iPhone? There's really no need to upgrade our iPhones as much as we upgraded our iPhones in years past. Remember before, everybody had to get an iPhone. You had to upgrade because your screen cracked or something would go off with it. And you'd stand in line waiting for the next. And as a result of that, Apple's stock price just shot up. It kept on growing because there was demand. They could charge whatever they wanted. Apple controlled it all. But today, the demand for a new Apple iPhone is not nearly as great because they created something that was of much higher quality. And so you hold on to your iPhone for a little bit longer. And as you can well see, Apple's stock has not been doing so well this past year. Remember the FANG stocks? Remember we talked about the acronym FANG, F-A-N-G. It was actually F-A-A-N-G, which stood for Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google. Those are the FANG stocks. They were driving this market. Well, if you really look, you'll see that those stocks aren't doing, with the exception of Amazon, incredibly well. They're struggling this year. And who's performing? Well, this is what's fascinating. The stuff that nobody wanted to do was like, I got to move my stuff into what's called growth-based investments. Because look how good the growth side of the equation did over the past 3 years. Look, the average 3-year return on growth investments, large growth investments. And let's be sure we understand what large growth investments are. Think about the S&P 500, 500 largest stocks that trade publicly. You take those 500 stocks and you divide them in half. 250 of them generally represent what are called growth stocks. 250 represent value stocks. Difference between growth and value. A growth stock. All of these companies, by the way, they're in business to make money, to turn profits. But a growth stock generally takes their profits and they use it to reinvest back in the company for new and improved products, to pay spokespeople, to really try to become innovative and change and continue to keep up with the competition and always innovate. A value company generally takes their profits and they take most of them and extend them back to the shareholders in the form of a dividend. You know, if you're a Caterpillar, you know, one of these heavy equipment companies, you're an oil company, you're an electric company, you're a bank. How much has your life really changed? How much has your product really changed? It's the same stuff. But if you're a Google, if you're an Amazon, if you're a Disney, if you're a Coca-Cola, you've got to adapt and change all the time to make sure that you have new and innovative products. Think about this. Coca-Cola is an extraordinarily popular company. Everybody knows it. But how often do you go out and buy a Coke? I used to buy Cokes all the time when I was a kid, but who runs out and say, hey, mom, could you pick me up a Coke when you swing? No, people want waters or they want these Powerades. But all of those companies, all of those products are distributed by Coca-Cola or by Pepsi. They have to innovate. They have to change. Well, over the past three years, the average large cap growth stock did around 21% a year. 21%! But over the past 3 years, the large cap value stock did 6.63%. People thought to themselves, I think I want to continue to move more towards the growth. Technology is where it's going to be. Biological studies, chemical engineering, medical field, satellites. That's where I have to be. I have to be in the growth side. Well, interestingly enough, over the past year to date, what we're seeing is that the value side is far outperforming the growth side. And that takes us back to what's called asset allocation. You want to have your money structured in a way that you have money on the growth side, money on the value side, money in large companies, mid-sized companies, small companies. Trying to time the market by picking a sector like marijuana stocks or cryptocurrency, or green investments, or oil, or energy, or any of those things, that's a big risk, folks. You have to know when to get in and when to get out. Look what's happened to some of these popular. Remember a few weeks ago, maybe it was a couple months ago, people were asking me, Mark, what do you think of marijuana stocks?
it doesn't matter what I think. I mean, those are things that are popular right now for a short period of time. And if you're a speculator, go for it. And you want to get in and out. What we do with our clients when we're working on financial planning and trying to get their financial house in order, we're building strategies that are built to last, not built to hit you home runs very quickly. I want your strategy to last for your lifetime. Yes, there will be tweaking. Yes, there is a little bit of movement in your portfolio, but it has to be, we have to make movements for a reason, not just because my gut feels that, oh my gosh, the next bit something will be the future of money, or green investing is the way that we have to change to everything. Folks, everything, when we look at the, I think of a pendulum sometimes. The pendulum swings in different directions, and sometimes it swings too far. And when it swings one way or the other, people like to chase it because that's the headline. That's what we hear on the news. You have to resist the temptation. You have to be rational when everybody else is being emotional. And if you can do that, and if I can help you do that, you will be successful in your financial future. It's really that simple, staying rational during emotional times. All right, we got to take a quick break. I want to remind you again about our free weekly newsletter that comes out. It's called Planning Pointers. It lands in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. Join the 7,500 other subscribers that continue to get our newsletter each and every Friday. We've been delivering it into your box since March of 2009. That's right, a long time we've been doing this. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and you get the newsletter. It's really that simple. We'll be back. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, I got to talk more about making financial life a little bit less stressful. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante, or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante, Peabody.
As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Ristorante. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning and investment management needs, I hope you'll give our office a call. We are taking new clients at this time. We're looking forward to meeting many of you. It's been a very busy year for us, but we've really built a system in place in the office that has created an aha moment for so many people who have chosen to move to our firm. Because many folks have either done this on their own, or they've worked with a financial advisor, or they've had a collection of financial professionals working with them, or providing them advice, I should say. And what they realize is that there's no plan. They have nothing in place because everything is scattered. And so one of the things that people are trying to do to make financial life less stressful is that they hear in the back of their minds their mom saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But what they are trying to do is trying to figure, how can I simplify this? How can I consolidate? How can I organize everything in a place where I can still be well diversified, where I can still know that I don't have all my eggs in one basket, but perhaps there's one person who can provide me some rational advice during these emotional times. And that's one of the things that we are seeing happen more and more on a regular basis at our office. People are coming to us with stuff scattered everywhere. They've got old 401ks still with previous employers. They've got 16 different bank accounts, sometimes with like $50 in some of those bank accounts. Like, why? They're thinking about whether they should take Social Security. Is now the right time? Should I wait? Should I take it early? What about my spouse? How should I begin paying for my children's education costs? Or mom and dad might need some financial help, or I need to give them some guidance. Or, and there's always lots of ors here at this radio show, I saw my parents struggle as my grandparents passed away, and it was just such a mess. How do I clean everything up so I don't have to deal with that kind of a nightmare? How do I help my kids as they prepare to go off to college? How do I teach my kids to be financially responsible? How can I be financially responsible? How do I stop spending so much money on my credit card? I love when people come to me and they say, well, Mark, you know, we've been doing okay. We have no debt. And I said, no debt? Oh, that's great. I said, do you have a mortgage? Oh, well, yeah, we have a mortgage and we've got car loans, but we have no debt. Wait a second. That is called debt. Yeah, but it's not credit card debt. No, it's not credit card debt. And there's no need for you to be in credit card debt. I'd like you to get out of that. But just because you have a mortgage, just because you have a home equity loan, just because you have a car loan or a student loan, doesn't mean that you don't have debt. You owe money to somebody. That's all the debt really means. But when you really think and put it all in front of yourself, when you come to our office and you drop the stuff in front of us and say, here's my bank statements, here's my 401k statements, here's my investment accounts, here's my insurance or annuities or houses that I own, cars that I have, loans that I have, my insurance statements, whether it's automobile, homeowners, umbrella, disability insurance, life insurance, here's my will, here's my trust, here's my healthcare proxy. Yes. As a financial planner, a certified financial planner, that's what you share with me. It's not just, hey, I just inherited $100,000. What should I do with it? Sorry, folks, that's not going to work in my office because I need to know where everything is and what everything is worth before I ever invest money for you, before we ever invest money on your behalf. And that's because we have what's called a fiduciary responsibility, an obligation to place your interests first. And my feeling is if you said to me, Mark, I just inherited $100,000. I need an investment strategy for this money. And I say, well, tell me more about your financial situation. And you say, well, I'd really like you to just focus on this $100,000 for now. I would be doing you a disservice. I would not be acting as a fiduciary. In fact, I believe I would be in violation of being a certified financial planner because I didn't ask you and I didn't validate where everything is and what everything is worth. That's what it means to be a fiduciary. Unfortunately, I see all too many people trying to break that rule. They'll say, sure, we'll be a fiduciary for the money you give us. I don't like that strategy. I don't think that's what you would want. You would want somebody who's a fiduciary that looks at your entire financial situation. Now, if that's not what you want, great. But I think you want to get it done right. And this is getting complicated. We've seen some significant wealth built over these past few years for those that have been invested. So now what do you do with people that have built up all this money in cash? And they say to themselves, oh my goodness, I have all this money in the bank account. Because remember, the past couple of years, we've had a 30% savings rate. What do we do with all this money in cash? Should I invest now? I want you to remember something. 52 weeks ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was around 23,000. That's a year ago, 23,000. And now we're here around 35,000. The highest we've seen in 52 weeks has been 35,000. Right now it's 34,000. That's the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Let's be sure we know what the Dow is. The Dow is an index of the 30 30 large companies, each representing various sectors in the market. But all it is, the Dow is 30 companies. But the range right now is 35,000 to 23,000. Is there a possibility that we could go back to 23,000? Sure. Is there a possibility we could go to 50,000? Sure. Each of those are absolute possibilities. Now, what's the likelihood when someone says, well, if I want to invest my money, I don't want to lose all my money. Did everybody lose all their money last year when the coronavirus stepped in? Well, if you owned particular stocks, you might have. But if you owned investments in mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, index funds, which are a collection of securities, you didn't lose all your money. It was virtually impossible to lose all your money. In fact, you saw drops, sometimes 30, 40, 50%. But as quickly as it dropped, is as quick as it came back. And that's why we stick to this. And that's why I want to see if you're ready to invest. Recognize that we're not doing this to make a quick buck. We're not doing it to play the GameStop game or the, I don't know, Hertz Cars, which was another one that went through this, or Kodak or a lot of these others that had these wild rides. That's not what this is all about. This is getting serious about your money because at some point in your life, you're going to say, I want to retire. And what does that mean? Generally, when you say you want to retire, it means the paycheck just stopped. Stopped. And then what do you do? Well, I hope to rely on Social Security, perhaps a pension, and money that I can spin off from my investment accounts. Well, now you are in control of your financial destiny for probably 30 years. Are you ready to take on that task alone? Are you ready to decide where the best place is to take money so that you pay the least amount of taxes? Are you prepared to stay invested when the market is unstable and you know you need to rely on this money for the rest of your life? Where do you turn? Whose shoulder do you cry on? Who provides you that rational advice? I hope it's not a neighbor because your neighbors have a different situation than you do. Good, bad, or indifferent. I hope it's not your parents. I hope it's not your siblings. I hope it's not your coworker because everybody has a different story. We can all sit around the water cooler talking about the best investment I ever made, or here's a strategy that's worked for me, or hey, I heard Susie says or Kramer says. But what does your situation say? And that's when you work with a financial advisor to say, this is the strategy for me, not for my kids, not for my grandkids, not for my neighbors, for me. When do you put yourself first? If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I hope you'll give us a call. 978-531-8108. No, that is not the studio line. That's the line at my office in Peabody. 978-531-8108. Give our office a call. We'd be delighted to schedule a free initial consultation for you. If you just want to pick up the phone and share your story with me, my ears are open. I will listen. We can talk. We can see whether it makes sense for you to come into the office. But I'd love for you to feel comfortable. I'd love for you to see whether you are on a path for success. I think that's important. You want to see if you're heading in the right direction. And I will tell you more times than not, more often than not, and it's kind of weird, but more often than not, we find people, when we sit down with them, they're in far better shape than they ever imagined they were. And you know one of the reasons why they don't understand how good shape they're in? Because they don't know where everything is and what everything is worth. Our goal is to make financial life a little bit less stressful for you and provide financial advice in a language you can understand. But you can't get that comfort until you see where everything is. You see who owns it. You see how you use it. And here's one other thing about retirement. I can't tell you how many people will come to our office and they say, Mark, I'm going to retire from my job at 62, 65, 67, 70, whatever it is. And I say, well, so tell me about what retirement looks like. They say, well, I plan to stop working and then I'll go find something on a part-time basis. So it used to be retirement meant never work again. I can't tell you how many people want to continue to work, but they'd like to figure out how to work at a level where they can enjoy what they're doing, but not feel so stressed about the fact that they need to work. They want to do something. We need the sanity. We need the human interaction. And I'll tell you, this past year and a half, I think we have regressed because we don't know how to be social individuals anymore. We don't know how to have spontaneous conversations, especially the elderly who have been stuck in their homes for a year, year and a half. You know, the kids wouldn't come. No one would come and visit. Stuff would be delivered to them. Yeah, you got to talk to people over FaceTime, but you know it's different. It's so much more enjoyable to sit around the couch, sit around the family room and tell stories and laugh and giggle and hug and have dinner together and all of that. We have regressed. We need to get out and re-engage with strangers, re-engage with family, re-engage with our coworkers. It's going to be a struggle to get back. But retiring, you don't want to get further and further and deeper into your cave. You want to get out there. You want to do stuff. Maybe it's stuff that you enjoy, whether it's for money or not. But let's make sure that what you're doing contributes to the life you want moving forward. There's lots of things to think about. We're going to continue this conversation about other ways that you can structure yourself so that you don't outlive your money, so that you create a financially less stressful life, but you have control. And that's what retirement is all about. Control of your financial future. We're going to talk about that and more when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
As you prepare for retirement, we know that your financial hopes and dreams are important to you. But how can you focus on the future when you're so busy juggling the day-to-day? You need a plan. A plan you can define, a plan you can track, and a plan you can modify as things change. At Friedman Financial, that's what we do. We know that planning for your retirement can be overwhelming, but with more than 50 years of experience, we know what you're going through. We're experienced, and we're fiduciaries. We listen, we collaborate, and we deliver a plan that helps you sleep at night. You don't have to do this alone anymore. Turn to us to ask why and how and what if. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, give us a call. We're Friedman Financial of Peabody. Financial advice in a language you can understand.
Visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Friedman Financial is a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC. The following message is brought to you by Friedman Financial of Peabody through 104.9's Project Local program.
Hi, it's Daniela from North Shore Hospitality Group, Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante in Peabody, reminding you to support your local restaurants. Stop by the cafe for pasta and pastries. Enjoy a cocktail on our heated veranda at Daniela's Ristorante or indulge in prime steaks and seafood at Polana Steakhouse. Dine in, take out, or purchase gift cards from all of our locations. Daniela's Cafe Danvers, Polana Steakhouse, and the new Daniela's Ristorante Peabody. It's not about the money.
We don't need your money. Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial for our last and final segment of the day. We'll be back again next Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. right here in studio. Hope you're all doing well. It is beautiful weather outside, isn't it? And hey, a shout out to Peter, who's listening to the show. Peter, thanks for signing up for our newsletter and a couple others. There was thank you to Alex and to Sarah. Sarah. For signing up for our newsletter, if you'd like to receive planning pointers in your mailbox every Friday, it lands in your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com, where we provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. When I last left you, I told you about how we're trying to help people make financial life less stressful. And it all starts with getting your house in order, folks, knowing where everything is and what everything is worth. But as many of you know, probably 65% of the clients at Friedman Financial are either approaching retirement, like within the next year or two, or in retirement. And when you get into retirement, it's all about, oh my goodness, my paycheck just stopped. Now I have to live off Social Security. When should I take Social Security? When do I start Medicare? When do I, which options do I pick? How do I take my minimum distribution from my IRAs that I have? How do I consolidate my 401ks? All those different types of things that come into play. But many people choose to work part-time as well in retirement. And I think that is one of the most important things that you can do. Because one of the ways for you to be and remain financially successful and financially secure is to continue to have income streams coming into the house. And if you can continue to do that, just similar to how you had a paycheck, maybe the paycheck doesn't have to be so large when you're working part-time because you have Social Security, because you have distributions coming from your investment accounts. But if you can work part-time for a while, man, it takes puts less pressure on your investments and it lets them grow. So one of the things that I want to encourage you to do, especially where you see the market seems to be volatile, you see it goes up a couple hundred points, down a couple hundred points every single day. Folks, by the way, don't let 100 points or even 500 points scare you at all. Now, if the market was trading at 2,000 and the market dropped 500 points, yeah, that's a little concerning. But when the market is sitting around 34,000, that's the Dow Jones Industrial Average, because I don't think any of you know what the S&P is trading at, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 34,000, if it drops 500 points, big deal. Big deal. Yeah, you heard me say that. I said big deal. What if it drops 2,000 points? Big deal. A year ago, within the past 52 weeks, the stock market has been at a low of 23,000 and a high of 35,000. It's only normal that the stock market is going to kind of regress back to a mid-range number, but continue to work its way and tweak its way, moving higher over time. But it goes through hills and valleys along the way. Does that mean when the stock market starts going down, or when Cramer says things look a little treacherous right now, that you should get out? Absolutely not. Unless, of course, you're investing in individual speculative stocks, and that's your own call. I'm not giving advice anywhere there. But if you've structured your portfolio appropriately and you have money allocated in stock-based investments, in bond-based investments, in cash-type investments, and you have a strategy that allows you to draw income on a regular basis to support your needs, you should expect the market to go up and expect the market to go down. It's gonna happen, and it will happen. I promise you this. Would I be surprised if the market drops 10% this summer? Not one bit. But would I be surprised if the market hits $40,000, $40,000 on the Dow within the next 18 months? Absolutely not. Wouldn't be surprised by that either. Folks, every time we have a pullback, it's an opportunity for investors to reevaluate and say, are we at the right price at the right time right now? And then we start thinking about the future. Where are we going? Remember, the stock market is an indicator of what's to come. A future indicator. And the debts, and you can't let the daily movements impact what goes on. Stay away from the individual investment purchases, folks. Buy professionally managed portfolios, whether it's mutual funds, exchange traded funds, index funds. Use a certified financial planner professional to guide you so that you understand that your investment portfolio is merely a slice in what I call the financial planning pie. Your investment has to line up with everything else in your life. What taxes do you pay? What type of risk management tools do you have in place? Whether it's different types of insurance that you might put in play. What type of ownership do you have on your investment accounts? How about legal strategies? Do you have a will, a trust, a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, a homestead on your home? What type of taxes do you pay? Who else do you owe money to? Where are your debts? What's your cash flow? Do you have enough money coming in to cover your expenses that need to go out? Are you paying yourself first? Meaning, are you saving? Are you putting money into your 401k, your 403b, your 457 plan, an IRA, a Roth IRA? Do you know how to do that? Do you know why it makes sense and why it doesn't make sense? All of those are critical parts to making sure that you have a well-balanced financial plan. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you can track it. How are you doing? What does your progress look like? Are you heading in the right direction? I think it's so much fun when we have a client come into our office, someone that's been with us for 10 or 20 years, and we show them what their net worth statement looked like 10 or 20 years ago, and then what their net worth statement looks like now. And they're oftentimes blown away, especially when they see how their net worth has grown and they've taken money out of their accounts on a regular basis in retirement. It's because it's not just about your investment account. It's about your bank account, about the value of your house, about the value of everything that you have. And of course, the debts that you carry as well. You need to be smart. You need to be focused. And sometimes it is very difficult to be rational when it's your own money. And that's where we, I think, provide our best service, is staying rational during emotional times. If now is the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, I hope you'll give us a call. 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Give us a call to schedule a free initial consultation. But if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Friedman Financial, go to our website, friedmanfinancial.com. Go to the bottom of any page. You can sign up for our free newsletter called Planning Pointers. You put in your name, your email address, and boom, this Friday, you will have our newsletter. But there's also some pages on there that says Getting to Know Friedman Financial. We put it all out there. You want to know what our fees are. You want to know how we work, what to expect, all that stuff. I'm not hiding anything. We are a very transparent firm. It is out there for you to see, for you to read, and for you to enjoy. All right, in a couple minutes, I'm going to turn this over to Scott Whitley over at Wicked Bites Radio. Had the great pleasure of having dinner with Scott and his wife on a couple weeks ago over at Tongue's Taste. We really enjoyed it. The food there is terrific. I think I've been back there two other times since I had dinner with Scott. But it's just a remarkable, great restaurant over there. Actually went to Jade in North Andover also. I'm a big Chinese food guy. Went there a couple nights ago. That was fun. And tonight, if you've got nothing to do, really, if you've got nothing to do tonight, not talking about food, but you want to see live theater, the North Andover High School is putting on a production of the Putnam County Spelling Bee. It's being held outside in the courtyard. All you got to do is bring a chair. Come and see the show. It's tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the final performance. They've been doing it the past three nights. My son Corey has one of the leads. And yeah, oh, hey, you've met Corey, actually. Corey's the kid that's going to Babson. So if you've got nothing to do, come join us. Come see me. Come say hello. But until then, I want to wish you all adieu. I'm going to turn this over to Scott Whitley. Scott, hope you're having a great day. And folks, stay safe. Get outside. Enjoy this wonderful weather. We've been providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.